This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on cliffcentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Because we take.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I just had to remind y'all that we're the new kids on the block and we still won't get it. Welcome to another episode of the Urban Culture Drive. And as always, I'm Squad Deep chilling with...
Your girl, sick.
And... Yeah, CC in the club.
Yeah. What's good, guys?
All is well, man. It's been a hectic day. Feeling fresh.
I saw you came with your entourage. Exciting times. Oh, yeah, the game cold. Bring a jacket, honey. Bring a jacket.
Got you.
Anyway, Job.
What up, babe? What up, babe?
You got to tell us about your newfound... fashion,
yeah,
sense. I'm shook, dog, because like, yo.
Because when I think about it, Craig or Sexy might have inspired somebody.
100%. 100%.
You guys are used to me being all scruffy and
never. Not scruffy.
I would say scruffy.
This is very well thought out.
Absolutely.
This outfit. That's what I'd call it.
Thank you. I can clean up, guys.
No. 100%.
So. Yeah. Properly so. But today,
yeah. It's not about you.
It's never been about us.
It's never been about us, right? It's about a slaking.
Slicking.
A whole snack.
Let's do this the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on my brief. Yeah. Kiri, okay.
Kolo.
Kiri Kolo. I already thought like I'll call you like Kolo.
Kolo.
That'd be my name for you.
Muchini. You know what Muchini is?
Isn't it like a machine
gun? Machine.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking about Mishiniwam, and then like it sounds very similar to
absolute.
Finally you got it right.
You know what they do, guys? Actually, they always ask me like vernacular terms and they're like, Candace, what does this mean? And like I stay winning. I'm always answering them.
So this guy, Muchini, right?
Yeah.
Apparently he's an independent hip hop artist.
Yeah. Independent. I love that.
All the way from Limpopo.
Limzaza!
Currently living in the East
End. And you know, Craig is very excited because Craig is all for Limpopo empowerment.
That's that Limpopo butter.
Limpopo in the building.
Yeah.
So Muchini has been around in the industry for some time now. He's even featured or worked with some big acts like Kabomo and Proverb. Yeah. He released his first album, Red Tape, or rather, album or mixtape?
Mixtape.
It's called Red Tape.
Love it.
How funny.
Yeah.
And love it. That was in 2011. And then he soon released another album, mixtape as well. It was called Fortune Over Fame. Fova.
Yes.
Yeah. Over. Yeah. Fortune Over Fame.
He performed at Casper's Orlando.
Philip Orlando Stadium.
40,000 people.
I mean, God.
Yeah.
How dope is that?
Of course. I would have capitalized, guys.
What a vibe. I would have pulled a PR stunt.
I understand.
Just for extra, like, clouts.
Cover his PR stunt. He goes, takes a break, comes back, and comes up with a new genre called Chanrap.
When will your fave? Like,
exactly.
Has your fave ever even tried?
Candace, you would have flashed.
I was totally going to. Nip slip.
So guys,
telling you.
Help me welcome Mr. Muchini to
the
studio.
Oh yeah.
Aha.
Aha. Okay.
Welcome, my brother.
Welcome.
I'm well, and yourself?
Can't complain, man. Just happy to have you here.
I'm excited to be here too.
Today, man. To finish off my outfit, I would have had
a beret.
Yeah.
Well, but I couldn't find my beret.
Like, EFF never loved you, bro.
Wanted to go all in, guys.
EFF never loved you.
What color did you have? Black. Yeah.
I had a dilemma today.
Like, tell us all about
this
it.
This is the fourth hat I tried on.
Oh.
Okay.
So I tried three green ones.
Mm-hmm.
I had a turban.
Okay.
I had a green cap. And then I had green beret as well, and then I also have this as well. So I was like, okay, let me go.
So
with
what
the black.
Made you decide on that?
On the black, yeah. I felt like maybe
black don't crack.
Nah, not okay. That too, and also because it's just, you know, power and to stamp authority, right? To say we're in the building, you right? know, to look gully, to say, yeah, moche ne mo pedi shumo.
You hurt the man, yeah. guys.
But why were you struggling to find a hat? Was it for a particular purpose or what?
Oh, no, today it was really cold. So I was like, today I feel like it's a hat day.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Makes yeah. sense. Makes sense. So jumping straight into it, right? Mm. Muchene from the East Rand, 2011, you decided to release Red Tape.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So what were you doing before the release of Red Tape? And what did it mean for you after you released Red Tape and you started getting traction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Red Tape, I was in a group called Invalid Entry, yeah. which was also in another group called Glam Fam.
A group within a group.
So, levels. Yeah, that's how we operated. No, this is how it worked. Glam Fam was the bigger picture, but within there was other groups, you know what I'm saying? So we all recorded at the same space. So we called the place where we recorded and us as a group, Glam Fam. And after then, I just ventured out on my own because we actually moved out at home. So where I lived was kind of far for me to go record all the time.
Where was this?
In Benoni. So I moved from Crystal Park to Twatwa.
Crystal Park, I think that's where Lesego was from. But
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm. I actually know Lesego, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Shout out.
So yeah, so I moved from Crystal Park to Twatwa and I couldn't actually manage my time to go to studio all the time. So I started writing a lot of my songs alone. And then I found a studio in the hood. And then one day I was like, okay, let me go work with these guys. And when I got there, I had, because I've been writing songs this whole time. So I had already like 11, 15 tracks in my diary. And I did like Red Tape in 1 week.
Wow.
Yeah. 1 week.
Yeah, just of recording, because the songs were already jotted down.
Must be that Limpopo butter.
It so must that, be that Limzaza butter.
We work hard.
And imagine this Red Tape album got him to perform at the MTN 8 final, right? It
was at that time, we were like under some management called like Knucklehead Brand. Mm. There was three artists under that management company. It was me, myself. When I was that time, I was called Dizzy Man Ape before Machini. And there was Devour Kilinyora and AB Fab. So we moved as a group at that time. And that got us to actually perform at bigger events at that time. Because we were actually the group in the East at that time. Yeah.
Jeez. But again, street cred.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's what it was. Definitely a rapper story. Start from the townships and make it big with street cred. All right. And then you released Fortune Over Fame.
Yes.
How long or how short after Red Tape was that?
Just a year later, because I switched then. Like, you know with music, what's good about it is that every project that you do is going to open new doors for you. So you drop a project now. And you push it. Some people might not receive it well, but the ones that do, they want to put you onto other things and they want to connect you with other people because they might have heard something special in you and say, okay, work with this person. So a year later from Red Tape, I worked with a guy called Beamer. I actually met him just after dropping Red Tape, but then we started working together. That's when Fortune Over Fame came about. Because he was like, I heard you on Red Tape, but I don't really like the quality. Yeah. But I like your words. You know what I'm saying?
Let's work
together because I got a better studio. So that's what we did. I've been working with Beamer ever since. Up until we actually developed Chant Rap together, yeah.
I got you, but I'm trying to think. If I am from Limpopo, I know very well that my parents would not understand this whole rap shindig, sibridida type of thing.
Yeah.
So what were you doing prior to this whole music venture, and how did your parents receive this?
I was raised by a single parent.
Okay.
Most of my teenage life. My mom was actually, she encouraged everything I did. Because I was a dancer.
You're very lucky. And you're not even gay. This is not fair. How can straight people, how can you belong to them and not us? Really? Dancer, rapper, Anyway, moving right on.
Okay. If you're shocked, you got to be shocked now. The next point.
Yes, you're bisexual. Gotcha.
So before actually wanting to do music, my first love was fashion. I was gonna do fashion. Mm. And then I was dancing at that time.
Okay.
So my mom encouraged the whole arts. She knew that I loved going out and it kept me busy. It kept me off the streets, you know. And then I just tapped into music after dancing and wanting to design. I just moved on to another art form. It wasn't like now I sat there, I'm like, okay, what else can I do? It was like just easy, just came.
So you were talking about how one thing can lead you to other opportunities.
Yeah.
Right? So your album or your mixtape, rather, Fortune Over Fame, there was a single, Dieding.
Dieding, yes.
That featured on 5 FM.
5 FM, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, from there, am I right to say that propelled you to the next level of your career or your music making and exposure wise?
Well, I think it's very different. Like, with me, I'm a different artist. Mm-hmm. Like, coming up in the game, when I started off, I was employed. I was working a 9-to-5. So it kept me busy, and then I looked at music as a hobby. But I was making quality music, and I was with friends that were making quality music, so it made me look good. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And what had happened is that when Dieting came out and became my biggest track, instead of me riding the wave, I sat back again.
Why?
I started observing again. Because it's like, I don't understand when I'm becoming known for something that I wasn't trying to push the most.
You were not ready for it.
I wasn't ready for Dieting. And my manager at that time was like, this track is fire, and dropped it. It dropped on YFM before 5FM, actually.
Yeah.
And we got a call. We're in the car. They're calling us. They're like, we want you for an interview. We're like, what? Today? Wow. And we had to drive from the east to YFM. Mm. That's how the song was.
Yeah.
Man. You know, and at that time it has two other rappers on it. It's a featured track, so I featured two other guys on it, and it's not really my style. That at that time,
but that attention,
you know, and it's getting big. And it's getting big, and then I'm like, oh, I need to go sit down now and actually,
but
what's my style?
But balance me now.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing music.
Yeah.
You are doing an album of which every artist says every song on the album is my best song. Right?
True.
Otherwise, why do it?
Yeah.
Now, you happen to release a single that's popping and it's getting you clout or recognition.
Yeah.
And now you want to say, it's not my style. I'm not going to pay attention to that. Because, look, it's two ways. You can ride with that wave and then
create your own
style. Mm-hmm. But fact is, you are known now. You have clout. It's much easier. You're being booked.
Or you could come out and not have the actual impact that you've always wanted. Or you can come out and actually be seen, because perspective is actually a big thing for me. How I'm seen or how you receive my music is big for me.
Mm-hmm. So it's an identity thing.
Yeah, it's an identity thing.
Yeah.
So that was not my identity. Okay. Even right now, I look at it, I'm like, okay, this is dope. We did that. This is good for then. You know, I was young. Yeah. I was in my youth. But I've always known that I'm gonna do this music thing forever. So it's like that book that I didn't want to put out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't want to ride a wrong wave.
Yes.
So to say.
It wasn't my wave to ride.
Okay. Now, your song is on the airwaves commercially now.
Yeah.
How did that change your career? Did you now get more bookings? Did you, like, what happened after
this?
Because I want to understand what is the dynamic when your song as an artist starts playing
on radio?
Do you get paid for it? Do you all of a sudden now get more gigs? What happens to you? Is just the song that's
definitely played? It's like you need to be prepared with the PR. Mm. At that time also, like I'm saying, I was not really prepared with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I was just making music on the side and I was going to work on Monday. You know what I'm saying? So when it catches on, sometimes we're being called for interviews and I got to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, I was pushing with a group of other artists under the same management. And those other artists were also heavy in the game at that time, even bigger than me. You know, having their songs on radio before me. You know, so they had paved the way for me to be able to step in. So me coming in wasn't a big hurrah. It was just like my success at that time that, okay, now I'm being played on radio.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting
It's your chance.
Yes, now I'm also getting bookings here and there. So that actually made me study the game. Because right then I was like, okay, I'm seeing that my track is going in. But it's just one track.
Mm. Yeah.
Are they going to want the next track again? So that's why I'm like, I took a step back. Because I realized people loved the song. They didn't even know DZ Man Ape.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I wanted people to know me. And when I came back to rebrand, that's what Mochene became. Everywhere that I stepped in, it's about the brand. What is Mochene about? Like the fact that you're unique. Like the fact that now you have an identity or you stand out. You're from Limpopo. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you can say all those things about me. But that time I could just walk in a room with three other rappers.
And you wouldn't know.
And you wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
I didn't like that. So that's why I could actually take a step back and say, no, got a track out there, but I'm not going to ride the wave.
Candace, what are your thoughts on that?
Look,
like identity, like being so steadfast in developing your identity.
I mean, like, dude, especially in this industry, like, it's so hard to get in.
Yeah.
So if someone comes along and says, look, we like you, but maybe go this route or that route. Mm. It's hard not to say yes. It's hard to actually say no and go, you know what? No, I want to stick to my, I want to stay true to who vision. I am, and I want to stick, I want to be true to myself. So I think I must commend you, obviously, on the fact that you are very authentic and you want to you wanna stay as true to who you are as possible. But I want to understand, look, what's the deal breaker with that? Because to a degree, I mean, you look at Hollywood, you don't even have to go far. I give you enough money, you're going to do what I say. So could that ever be a deal breaker when it comes to your career and your and the industry that you're in? Someone comes to you, a heavyweight, an industry heavyweight comes to you and says, look, dog, let's say he's from Hollywood, so even better.
Yeah.
And he's like, famo, I'm dropping $5 million on you. This is a 1 year contract. Let's say I'm signing you, so you got this money. But we're gonna have to, that whole identity thing needs to go. What do you say?
Well,
and I need a truthful answer, because truthful money answer. Talks.
Because you're talking 20 M in rent. Million is like 20 M in rent.
I'd assume
it's fine and
it's like I get what you're saying, but I'd assume if someone would come to me like that right now, they would have seen something in me already. To want to put that money behind me. You know
but
what I'm saying?
Say
just do they want to tweak something with me? Yes, I'd understand that. Then I would actually be flexible to that, because I've been in the industry for a while now to understand myself, to understand that even if I've got 5 million right now, how would I manage it? And how do I come out of the deal 3 years later? You know what I'm saying? Because most of the things are contractual now. Like, you come into things, okay, some people don't know. But like maybe 2 years down the line, they're like, ah, this is a bad deal and I want to get out. But you can actually make it work to your advantage, because you know it's 3 years. So, okay, let me plan for it too. Just like they got plans for me, I got plans of my own.
Speaking of that, the financial aspect.
Yeah.
How difficult has it been for you financially to pursue your
my
cause
career?
Because you left your job, right?
Yeah, I left my job like 2 years ago, 2016.
Yeah. So how has it been?
It's been, hasn't really been a stretch with living. It's been a stretch with ideas. Like, my ideas are expensive.
Cause
you know, I'm trying to create.
Yeah.
And then you,
equipment,
you start realizing that social, what do they call it? Social credit?
Yeah, social cloud.
doesn't work so much.
Yes.
You know, so people actually work professionally and they want things to be paid for. And that's how I actually prefer things done anyway. So it's been a roller coaster, but I'm actually doing other things on the side to get money to make sure that this thing runs.
So look, I'm going to stray off topic slightly. So this is a brutal industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't just walk in here and tell everyone, oh, I've arrived, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, what was the one encounter that you had coming into the space where you were like, shit, this nigga just told me shit. Maybe I ain't shit. You know, a moment in your career
that broke
where you were like, fuck, dog.
Or almost broke you.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to do this. I don't want to be a part of this. It's a mess, dog. So tell us about any encounter that could relate to that, where someone told you off. Like, look, they're like, hey, Joe, you're whack.
I don't know. That
or something that like hit home.
Okay. Something that hit home. I think I was at a workshop, nah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an eye-opener.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me put it like that. Because I was at a workshop. It was DJ Fresh and DJ Cleo giving a talk.
Oh, wow.
Hunter's Dry workshop. So we there chilling, and Cleo is giving out his talk, and he's giving all these jewels out, you know?
Yeah.
So he says something about independent artists.
Got you.
Yes, and I'm sitting right there. And he says, you guys have this thing of, I own my masters, I'm not gonna sign, I'm gonna stay original. But at the end of the day, you broke.
Okay. Like, wow. Which is fair. Which
you
is
know?
Fair.
Yeah.
Right there.
He's like, then why aren't you thinking of other ways to be smarter than the industry? You know what I'm saying? If someone wants a song from you, sign a deal for a song, not an album then.
Gotcha.
You know, find another way out.
Yeah,
Or if someone wants you as a brand, sit down as well. Think about your brand. It's a business. Someone just came and said, I want to sign you. Now, put your own terms down.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, say something that actually lets the other person know, okay, I'm not just signing an artist. Yeah. I'm actually signing a potential business partner, you know. and actually can actually grow my own business as well. So he says we end up not being signed because of that. The conversations that he sits down with guys that are just in my position is that they end up working out saying, nah, you just want to take my stuff.
Exactly.
But they don't see what they're going to gain.
The value.
You know what I'm
saying? They're not applying themselves.
They're not applying themselves. And it goes back to what I just said before, saying, what you saying, if someone from Hollywood would come and were like $5 million, it's that. It made me open to that aspect.
Yeah, being open to,
you know,
change, to change. Or evolving.
Exactly.
Let's call it evolving. Yeah, yeah,
true.
Yeah.
So tell me something. How effective is networking for you? If, you know, we are always told, let's go network. We're Urban Culture, for example. Let's go out. Let's attend the shindig. I want to know from your perspective, do you really believe in that stuff? Is it really true? Is it a thing? I mean, is it really effective? Do you actually get something out of mingling with other people within the same industry? Or are people just flexing?
Well, I actually, me, I actually do.
Okay. Give me an example of what happened.
For an instance, there's this guy that dresses us. I don't know if no one, okay, no one decided to wear his clothes to the, okay, I did. Retro Fontaine.
Retro Fontaine.
Yeah. Yes, and that hat there. So.
Dope.
Me and him are just homeboys, right?
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Then he taps into fashion. I start doing music. Mm-hmm. And then we meet at halfway, you know what I'm saying?
Dresses your music video type of vibe.
So we start doing that in the hood. Then I start doing stuff like that Orlando and all that and all that. And then all these other hustlers in the hood that are pushing, like people that are starting to being prominent and being noticed, you know, now they start wearing his clothes too.
Mm,
so now
I see.
You've got the whole of Davidson and now the bigger part of East Rand starting to wear the Retro Fontaine, and it's starting to look like the East Rand's uniform.
Yeah.
And it all started with a relationship that me and him had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, I'm trying to think, because that one was like sort of, it was a homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of easy. You guys just brought an idea. If I meet Candace, she's brilliant at something, I'm brilliant at something. There's a 50-50 pop.
Comes in, yes.
But I'm talking about like strangers. How does one tackle that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
How does one do that, you know?
Well, I've always tried to make my music speak for itself. Like, I get people's info like, okay, can I get back to you? Like, maybe during this week, can I talk to you? Can we meet up? And then I do that. And then maybe if they're not feeling me, it's okay, because people don't respond. You know, I've learned a lot in this game. People are like, okay, I'll get back to you. And they never really
they
do.
They never respond.
You know? So that's how it is. With a lot of people from Limpopo, that actually works because it's my language. It's my hometown, you know? But I don't know them either. It's actually new for me going back to Limpopo because I grew up this side. I was born that side. But now going back there doing so much, I had to network. I had to actually now speak the language more, you know. And it's actually working for me because I started playing on other radio stations through one DJ from that one local station that played me. And then I met other guys when I went to one event in December.
On that note, for all those more F's who have not responded and gotten back to you.
And your emails and your missed calls.
I'm going to give them this.
We go hard, oh. We go hard. I wanna sell a fine love, get an album, I wanna choose it. We go hard, oh. We go hard. I wanna sell a fine love, get an album, I wanna choose it. We go hard, oh. We go hard. I wanna sell a fine love, get an album, I wanna choose it. 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 Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Barely bitswa ki Dennis. Dennis the Menace. Imagine. Welcome back, guys. Yeah, it's still the Urban Culture Drive takes over. Kelman.
Yeah. I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as we are. And also, just a reminder, you are tuned into the Urban Culture Drive. And guys, we know you guys are huge stands of Muccini. Okay?
Yes.
So do engage with us on the socials. We are at Urban Culture Drive on all platforms.
Just like that. Muccini.
Yeah.
So on the show now we do things
a little different.
No.
Actually. No. We literally flipped the script then.
Wait.
I hope that, you're ready.
I don't think I am.
You're not? Okay, you better be because right now.
So I look Kali, that's why I look like a soldier, yo. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Yeah.
It's time for
Sister Bettina.
Oscar Gay.
Sister Bettina. Interview time.
Oscar Gay.
Oh shit. Human.
Oscar Gay with Craig O'Sexy.
I always say, I feel like we should have done that, you know. My job, my producer, we should have done that. Oscar Gay with Craig.
Oscar Gay. You know? With Craig O'Sexy.
But Shinny man, how are you doing? Bruh, you got the beret, you've got the green, you're just doing it, hey? Yeah. No, don't worry, I'm not going to slice you up. Just want to get to know you a little better. In this section, we do, when we talk about anything that's interesting, you know, just for our listeners to get a better understanding of who you actually are. So tell me something, one quick question.
Uh-huh.
What is the one thing you've always wanted to ask a gay person? What, just one question out of the blue. One thing that you've always said, but if, I would want to ask a gay person, mm-hmm. what would it be? Just one.
Do you guys kiss like the tongue? Do you guys?
Do we kiss like tongue?
Yes, like the
French kiss. Okay.
French kiss.
Everything. Oh. Kiss every way, every that needs to be kissed.
Yes, sir.
Alright, so I'm going to get everyone involved in this. Today I decided to spice things up by just making us play a little game.
Yep.
Now, in this game, everybody contributes, okay? Yay! I want you to tell me what is the first thing that pops into your head when you hear this word. It might be a word, it might be a phrase.
Uh-huh.
Also associate it with the emotion that you feel. Mm. So, for example, I might say, Cliff, the first thing that comes to your head. And then what emotion is associated with that? Okay. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start with my sexy vixen, Candice Girl.
Yes!
Then after we go to Mushinwam. All right, first thing that comes into your head and the emotion associated with that. Kasige. Candice, go.
Black Label and I'm inspired.
Got you. Mushinwam, interracial couple. What is the first thing that pops into your head when you hear that word?
A lot of English.
That's an interesting one. I love that.
Joe, but there's two things you asked, right? It's a color and what?
And the emotion that it evokes.
No, like, okay. For real though. Every time I see them, I'm like, yo, they speak a lot of English.
And then what? How does that make you feel?
And how does that make you feel?
Like, I want to try
different?
That.
Okay, cool. Gotcha. Yeah,
okay, got you. All right, Job O'Sexy.
Yeah.
Bonang.
First thing that comes to mind?
First
thing. I know what he's gonna say.
Slay Queen.
Emotions.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's a lie. If Bonan stops up in here.
Like genuine.
Candice, baby. Vusinova after arrest.
Rex. And how it makes me feel.
Yeah.
Annoyed.
Why? I'm very curious.
Because I'm annoyed by the whole thing.
I got you.
Was he a
Rex? Like, if you're going to play the game.
Yeah.
Fucking play the game.
Fucking play
this
the game.
This nigga got away with what? It wasn't even
was
a million
arrested.
Rand. It was literally 900
for fraud. What?
Yeah.
Like, nine counts. If you're going to do it right, if you're going to do the time.
Do it right. Mm-hmm.
Get the Rex. It's I like people you. That go to jail for like 20 grand. Like, wow. Come on. Batung.
Heist.
But wins on. Like Jerusalem, there's a movie Jerusalem. But if you want to win big, or if you want to score,
go big or go home.
Happy or go home. Absolutely. Okay, Mchini, I've got one for you. Craig O'Sexy.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, Craig
O'Sexy. Right here. Me, him. So
what?
Yeah. His Majesty.
When
his
he says Craig O'Sexy, what's the first word that comes to mind and how do you feel?
Craig O'Sexy. Who's sexy?
This guy. It's Craig O'Sexy. It's him.
Oh,
it's
you Craig.
I get that. Oh. Name is Craig O'Sexy.
Oh, sorry.
If we're rapper.
I thought you said
for
Craig.
The bars are not reciting.
They're not quick enough. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, now let's get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Craig O'Sexy, what do you think and how do you feel?
Fashionable.
Okay. And how do you feel?
Comfortable.
Absolutely.
Nice choice of words.
Absolutely. Okay, Job.
You rhymed, by the way.
Yeah, you Job. See, I'm back.
Anal sex.
Ouch.
Shock. Like, you asked me, so you shocked me right there.
Okay.
And.
Why? That's your emotion.
Okay, fine. Right. Last round. Okay. Candice Babe, Anna Wintour.
Ooh, high fashion. And the emotion. Indifferent.
Whoa, okay, all right. Mchin, Mshinwa, Lesego Maphanga.
Hustler.
Okay.
And how do you feel?
Proud.
Just for that. Just for that.
All right. Okay. Last one.
Is it me now? Is it me?
The phrase "so extra."
The phrase "so extra." How does it make me feel?
What do you think of it? What's the first thing when somebody says to you, oh, "so extra"?
So extra.
Yeah.
So measy.
Good one.
Bold.
Got you.
That's how it makes me feel.
Guys, thank you so much for playing.
This was the best game I've ever played. It was so dope.
Yeah, there's no wrong answer.
I think we need
to play it again.
Absolutely.
I think we need to bring it back.
It's a new feature.
I'll work it in.
I'll incorporate it, guys. I'll speak to my manager and my producer and
I like
my
that.
Executives.
I am giving you the quiet. So we are going to do it.
But anyway, guys, catch us on all the socials. # Urban Culture Drive. # Ask a Gay with Craig O'Sexy. Thank you so, so much.
There we go.
And that was Craig O'Sexy. You still tuned in to the Urban Culture Drive Takes Over, Kelman. And right now we're going to...
Smash or marry? Would you smash or would you marry? Smash or marry?
Guys, you are tuned into what is considered a very exciting part of the show. It's called Smash or Marry. I hope you're ready. Sheenie.
No.
No one's ever ready, don't worry. Your fave's also not ready. Scowl out. So I'm going to... This game is very quick. It's quick play. It's gender fluid, you must know. And everyone gets to play. So I will start with you, Sheenie, and we'll work our way around anti-clockwise. Cool.
Okay.
So let me start with Drake's stripper baby mama. Mm-hmm. Smash or marry?
Smash.
Okay.
That was an easy one.
Get some of that juice.
All right. Okay, fine. Job.
Yay.
DJ Speedster.
Yo. He had a rant now.
Yeah, he was crying. He was crying yesterday.
I smash and get over it.
You ain't trying to deal with that.
I ain't trying to deal with no fashion. Emotions for who?
Craig O'Sexy.
He is big.
Kid Darren
is an...
Captain,
yes. You know these Afrikaans people, they all look alike. So,
okay, that's very racist. You think it's the Hofmeyr?
We do say that the opinions...
the opinions held by the host on the Urban Culture Drive do not necessarily reflect that of the station.
Thecentral.com.
Disclaimer. Go ahead.
But I would absolutely marry for land.
Does he even have land?
But you know what? He's not even a...
Not white people have land.
Oh, not all of
that. That hair, he does work on the hair. Have you seen
him with the hair?
Doesn't mean he has land.
Never though. Flicks. You can take a shower on that thing.
Fine. Moving on, Shini.
Yes.
Proverb.
Mary.
I like how you play this
focus.
Game.
Focus.
I see. Proverb is a hobby guy.
Focus.
Yeah. Job.
Yeah.
Gemini Major.
Smash.
Just a smash.
Smash.
No.
Are you gonna Uber him back home? Or are you gonna drive him back home?
For the benefit of less struggle, I'm gonna go to his place. Smash and
Got you.
Leave him in his bed.
Craig O'Sexy.
Collect there.
Craig O'Sexy. Machine.
Shinny's a merry man. He's got the whole package. Everything.
He's gorgeous.
With Dan.
What?
But look at that smile. Look at that smile.
That's
smile.
Machine worm.
You guys talking about?
Machine.
Yes.
Tiny Harris, T.I.'s baby mama, ex baby mama.
No! Oh!
Smash or marry?
Avoid.
No. Smash or marry? Smash or marry?
Smash or marry?
Smash.
And get it over and done with, right?
Yes. Quick.
Job.
Your love.
Frank Casino. No one even knows him, really, to be quite honest.
Smash.
Because you wouldn't know who he is, like, right?
No, you know who like Frank Casino is, but...
I'm choking.
I'm going to choose.
That's why you married to.
I'm going to choose. It's just an ordinary...
Yeah.
Other rapper.
Awesome. Keeping it moving. Craig 060, last one. No, this is the... Okay, well, the last one will be with Machine. So, Craig 060. Yes. 50 Cent.
50.
50!
You've asked me 50 before.
Okay, yeah, let me ask you someone else.
Repeat offender.
No. I want to ask you someone else.
Repeat offender.
Bata Bile Tlamini.
It's a smash.
And the style that you will engage in.
Missionary, quick.
You want to see all of that?
But I have to look.
You have to see. I'm brave.
You must.
You have to be there.
I'm brave, chief.
Yeah,
this is better. We apologize. After a shot. We are just playing.
After
the flashbacks are going to be real.
After a shot.
That Gordon's sneak.
So, Machini.
Yes.
Last one. Mm. Job.
Yeah.
Smash.
And position.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to look at the face.
Cut.
Okay.
I don't want to look at the face.
TMI.
So
cut.
No, you're going to have to throw it back. Well, he said he's top.
Since we are papa. Spaga wena.
Yeah, I'm fucking.
Asbone.
Kulegan.
Trevor Kumbi.
Ah, smash.
And he's my neighbor.
A good
though.
Smash. Good
okay.
Smash.
Okay, Trevor Kumbi's a smash.
There's really no one I would... be grossed Mary. Out by, to be quite honest.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even your query.
You know, if the money rides.
I'm asking.
Come through with
smash or marry.
Or ring me.
Come through with rights.
Smash or marry.
Or ring me.
On query.
Query.
I'll smash.
With rimming.
Look, if we gotta do that, we'll do that too.
Okay, last one. Aspone. Horrendously. Angna someone la, Whitney Houston and a drug that days.
Oh smash!
I'd marry man. All that money.
Get high. What are you even saying?
So you'd get high before you smash. So you'd get high before you smash.
Look, Julius she was Malema. Such a coco that like it's a constant thing.
Julius Malema.
Juju.
Awesome. Yes.
Oh, hot smash. If not I married. Have not yet.
Oh, hey! What do you want to tell
joking,
us?
I'm joking.
On that
side. You know what, guys? I would like to set the record straight. I did not smash Juju. The honorable Juju.
On that note.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
And just like that, there was another edition of... Smash and Mary or Mary.
It's all Mary.
It was fine. I don't know. Berry is an easy one.
Yeah, it's too easy. Like it's a cop out. Like you can just
like you know, you just relax. Mm.
Yeah.
Closing the show, Machine.
Uh-huh.
2018, the rest of it. What can people expect from you? What are you working on? What's coming up?
I'm doing a lot.
Yeah.
Working on a new project. But like
EP, album, mixtape. What is the project?
I don't want it to be an EP. So
it's an album.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's gonna be an album.
Okay.
So I'm taking my time with it, like I did with the first one. I always take my time, but I'm still pushing Chant Rap right now.
When you say you are hoping it is an album, what's gonna make it
change?
Yeah.
Emotions, man. Like. That's how I am. I'd record it and then maybe halfway down the line I'm like, this doesn't sound like my album.
It's not good enough.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that happens.
So you
use mixtapes. Are you like OCD? Are you pedantic when it comes to your music?
Yes.
Well, obviously, right? It's your craft.
I've got that. Mm. So I think maybe next year I might drop
An album.
Yes. But maybe now, in the second half of this year, I'm just going to drop singles that I worked on so far.
To test out chant rap.
Yeah.
Explain that quick for those who don't know what chant rap is.
Chant rap is two words, chant and rap. Yes. Sepedi music, when you listen to Sepedi cultural music, or how they sing in initiation school, there's a lot of chant. So I got that from initiation school when I went to, when I was like 13. And then I incorporated that in my music now because it just, it was always there. The singing of those songs all the time. And I was one day if I can put this in my music. And then I found a way and it actually sounds legit.
But I must commend you on the new style and the beats. It's like,
thank you.
It's proper. Really proper. You really managed to fuse Niger and Africa.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, you know what the Nigerians do? They run with their own sound.
Mm-hmm.
You manage to find a balance that getting brings out more our authentic
stuff,
sound. And it's getting, what's the terms for music? It's covered or bass, whatever.
It gels, it connects. Yeah.
You're not that thing.
You're not that thing. And if you were to look God in the eyes today,
mm-hmm,
and he's saying this is your last day, ne?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you would have wanted to achieve with your career and your legacy? What is that one big thing that you aim to achieve as Muchini and be remembered for?
Yeah, well, I'd like my style, like right now, chant rap, to be a genre, like to actually
like
be big someday. Mm,
I'm gonna take
it to a certain level, God willingly.
Yeah.
And I want other people to break boundaries with it. Like, I want BET nominations with it, you know? Just like how Motswako was, you know? So, for me to rap the way that I am right now, I'm trying to pave ways for kids that actually grew up speaking Sepedi more than me, who also did it at school. Because I had to go train myself. I had to learn by speaking to older people, you know what I'm saying? And then I got it right. I shocked my parents when they're like, how do you know Sepedi so well? Because you don't speak it, you know? You didn't grow up with it. And it made me realize that I'm onto something when I went to Limpopo. And in the radio interview, the host was like, how do you do this with this language?
Yeah.
You know? And then I answered him. But afterwards, I asked him, I was like, why are you shocked?
Because
you speak the language more. You should be like, it should be normal to you. He's like, no one does this like this. So it clicked for me that I'm onto something. I'm even guys that grew up with the language that sounds new to them and they can't do it. So well. So I was like, if I would be looking at God right now, I'd say, if that can happen, if this can become a genre and make kids from that side more proud of their language, stop trying to do everything in English. And then they struggle. I've got cousins that send me their tracks and maybe their English accent is not so fluent, you know,
so
not articulating well.
The worst.
And, you know, and then it's like you're dissing them when you tell them.
Yeah.
And then you're not dissing
them. But
it's
coming from such a good place.
Yes, you're letting them know that if you did this in your language and got it right, it will be lit.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Kuli Chana, who's a legend in the country. WHP is a legend. Momo Lema is a legend. Dukes. And they all did in their own home language, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of Xhosa artists in the country are our biggest artists. You know what I'm saying? Mario Makayaba, even. And it's just a matter of being proud of your culture.
Background, eh?
Yeah.
Agreed.
So we're at the end of the show, and in tradition, we like to close off with
final
comments
words.
And final words. We're gonna start with you, Craig. Oh, sexy.
Just a quick one, guys. Does anybody know where Malcolm X is? I'm running short on fuel. Like,
yo, right?
Somebody,
right?
That's my final
right?
word. Like, can just drop
Malcolm
a
X.
Location quick.
DM the
I
brother.
I just need a good 2-5 grand for, you know.
DM the brother. Candace?
Final comments. Muchini, we wish you all the best with your career.
Thank you.
You are fantastic.
Thank
and
you.
We hope that you go on to achieve all the goals you have set out to achieve.
Guavo. Thank
Keep
you.
On keeping on, though, hey?
Of course.
Awesome. And then, Muchini?
Uh-huh.
What's your final comments, man?
My final comments.
To your fans.
East Rand, stand up.
Yeah.
We on the building.
Yeah.
See you at Hip Hop Fridays tomorrow.
That's what?
Where is that?
In our hood. That's where our host with a
so
group
it's
of friends.
Like a weekly event or
every
a
week.
Event?
Every week. Last week we had Zay Maya coming to play and I performed. Yeah, so every week we're doing big things there.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mike, and we put female DJs on. So yeah, they must highlight us.
Maybe we must call Candace to come MC sometime.
You know, she must just show face right there, you know. Because we need them yellow bones, you know what I'm saying? We got ballers in the building every Friday.
And speaking of Candace and presenting, congrats, baby, on your new stint.
Thank you.
On Groove Trivia. For those who don't know, now you know.
Guys, catch me at 6:30 right now.
Yeah, today is 6:30. Yeah. Weekdays, Thursday and Friday, yeah. 1 o'clock and...
No, just 6:30.
6:30.
Yeah.
Weekdays, Thursdays and Fridays. And from me, as always, love and light. Keep all right. And we are...
CliffCentral.com.